This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Increased tariffs on Chinese imports could cause retaliation. We'll have more right after this. May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The Biden administration is continuing current tariffs and adding new ones. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says that the increases are primarily tech-focused.
Starting off with electric vehicles. Now, we don't hardly import any Chinese electric vehicles, and there's currently a 27.5% tariff, but that will rise to 102.5%. Semiconductors, solar cells, those tariffs are going to double to 50%. Steel and aluminum will go from 7.5% to 25%.
Salmonson says there are a couple of reasons the administration made the move.
So the trade rep's office has been doing this review and decided that looking at it all, it would continue some as they are, and it was going to increase some. Another thing that's going on right now, China's economy isn't doing well, and they're trying to ramp up their economy by putting a real push on exports. So there is a great opportunity for China to flood the world with all kinds of products.
While the tariffs likely won't take effect until fall, Salmonson said there's still the possibility of retaliation against U.S. agricultural exports to China.
As a result of this, could there be rising tariffs on the part of China to our exports? Currently, some products, think of U.S. pork, still faces higher tariffs than we had before. Would they reimpose those on other products? That's our concern. Or could they slow down buying?
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.